The Naknek-Quejack District featured a sockeye run this year of 7.8 million fish. That was well below the forecast of 10.6 million. The ADFNG area management biologist for the district is Slim Morstad. He believes the run showed up 3 to 4 days early.
There's probably fish that went up previous to the towers, but that, you know, happens yearly, and it's hard to for us to bring people on. You know, in a late run, they'd be up there for a week and not count anything, and so it's really hard to determine what the run timing is going to be prior to when we hire these people. So we probably, you know, fish went up early, but other than that, I mean, it was managed as it always is based on what the escapement is at the towers.
The established escapement goal for the Quejack River is between 2 to 10 million sockeye. Actual escapement this year was just over 2 million. The escapement goal for the Naknek River is between 800,000 to 1.4 million sockeye, and actual escapement was recorded at 938.1 thousand. Morstad admits that the smaller-than-expected run resulted in less fishing time this past season in the district.
You know, this year we fished, you know, basically one tide a day, and in past years on the big runs we fished two tides a day. So you just a little bit, you know, shorter fishing time is basically what it comes down to.
For most of this year's season, the Naknek-Quejack District featured the largest drift fleet in the bay, and the catching power of that fleet, along with the local set net fleet, is immense. That catching power and the smaller-than-expected run forced Morstad to sit the fleets down for several days in early July in an effort to get escapement to the Naknek and Quejack Rivers. He confirms the district was closed from July the 5th through the evening of July the 10th.
You know, we had 500-600 boats out here, and we're fishing just the Naknek section, so yeah, it was extremely tough to get anything through.
The management plan for the Naknek-Quejack District calls for an allocation split between the drifters and the set netters. The called-for split is 84% of the harvest for the drifters, 16% for the set netters, with the set net percentage split evenly between the Naknek section set netters and the set netters in the Quejack section. This year, the actual split matched perfectly with the called-for split. The commercial harvest this year in the Naknek-Quejack District was 4.79 million sockeye, which was the largest harvest among the five districts in the Bay. That harvest was well below the average harvest in the district over the last 20 years of 7.8 million sockeye. Commercial fishermen in the district also hauled in over 267,000 chum salmon this year. Slim Morstad has been the area management biologist for the Naknek-Quejack District since 1999, and this past season was his final year in charge of the day-to-day management decisions in the district. Morstad is retiring at the end of the year, but confirms he'll be back to help out the new area management biologist next season.
They'll have a new biologist here, and I'll be here to show them what I've done in the past and how the fishery develops, and I'll make some recommendations. By no means will I be in charge, so they'll be able to do what they feel like they need to do, but I'll just provide some advice.
The 2013 salmon season summary for Bristol Bay was released on Monday. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.